Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm your dreadlock connoisseur, Michael, and today we have a little special wine that I've been really looking forward to for a couple of months. I've been really trying to get a really good Pinot Gris. And if you remember what I mentioned, part of the great Pinot Gris that's out there is the Alsatian wine from Alsace, France. So that region of Alsace, they got that specialty wines. Now a lot of those specialty wines are the Gewürztraminer, the Pinot Gris, and some Riesling. Their Riesling are much drier than a lot of the German Riesling. So if you get the German Riesling, you'll get maybe, you start from the Cabernet to the Spot Lacy, and then you get the dry ones from that. We don't even have in the United States, you can get a lot of those dry Rieslings. They really don't import them. So any chance that I get to get these dry Rieslings, it is so flavorful. It comes in and you got this kind of sweetness and you're getting that, but it's so dry. It's like sand. It's like sweet sand. It's in your mouth and it dries from that. But the last time I had an Alsatian wine was a Trimbach Pinot Gris. And when I had that Trimbach Pinot Gris, I just loved it. You know, it was a great wine, and I just really haven't wanted to go out and get any other Pinot Gris. I had a Pinot Gris from South Africa, which was pretty good, but I still leaned toward the Alsatian wines. So this one is an ANDK from Alsace, Alsace, and is from the Kitzbach area of France. And if you look at the map, and I'll show you the map now, and you can see that trail that you can go through. So it's really, really cool. And but that's where they have all these different vineyards and wines and where they get them from. But this one, if you really look at the notes about Pinot Gris, they say lemony, a nose, light smoke, hints of smoke, apricot taste, as well as lemony, and maybe hints of grapefruit. So let's get a taste of this one. So I got the lemons and a slight bit of smoke, slight smokiness. You know, if you get that little cigarette smoke that's really not harsh like a cigar or a pipe, but you get that little smokiness of that. But this one is cool because, you know, that flavor is just popping up. You don't even have to put your nose all the way in there. It is already greeting you. It's already there. So that's what we're getting on the nose. But let's see what that taste goes like. So, got that lemony. I wouldn't say grapefruit, but real citrusy. You know, I'm not knowing if it's a lime. Could be grapefruit. I'm not really identifying with a grapefruit. But this is funny with the apricot. If you know anything about apricots and peaches, you know, people get them confused. Oh, apricot is just like a peach. Nah, it's not like a peach. The apricot has that really funny back end taste to it, and that's what you get on the back end of it. The fruit forward is the lemony and a lot of the maybe grapefruit if your taste buds taste that, but I get a lot of the lemony. But on the back end, that funny apricot taste, that's what you get. So I'm getting that apricot like that. So you're getting these multiple tastes, and then it's dry, so it's gone. You know, so that's why it makes this a lot tastier too, especially a lot of French wines. They make them dry, so it's really savory, and you want more of these, so it just makes it really well. So if you look at that straw color, it's clear. It's really delightful. So I really enjoyed it. And again, like I said, the last time I had a Pinot Gris was maybe going close to a year ago. And it was that Trimbach. And there's a couple of other ones. I can't recall the last one that I had beside the Trimbach. But there's a couple of little vineyards and companies that I got them from. It's really only, this is the third one that I had from the Alsatian area. But very good wine. If you really want to try this, light white meats, something, try it a little creamier. It'll probably blend really well. Or some really great salad, some goat cheese and things. It'll go really nice with this. But really, I think it's a more summery wine. So when you're having light vegetables and things, this really goes well. But I enjoy it. I do enjoy it, and I look forward to it. So I really wanted to try it here and now, even though it got 40-degree weather outside. But it didn't matter because it's a really, really good wine. So Andy K., from Alsace, and that's really what I wanted to go with this Pinot Gris, as opposed to Pinot Grigio, which is a really, really, that you get the best ones from Italy, and Pinot Blanc, you know, but I wanted the Pinot Gris, and that's what we had for today. So I hope you enjoyed it, got some good lessons. Look for this one. It's a good price point, kind of midway, around $16-$18, so not cheap. But when you taste it, you're not drinking a cheap wine. So you don't want any of the cheap wine. So it'll give you a headache a little later. But it's dry, so be careful. A lot of people get headaches with the dryness. But this is the dreadlockconnoisseur.com. And see us at urbanwinelife.com for the many other reviews that we have in wine. And hope you enjoyed it. Try this Pinot Gris. Thank you.